There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will there's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave
the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to Rapture-Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor. We welcome you, Lord Jesus, our pastor. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for guiding us in this wonderful Sunday church service. that you've blessed us with. Thank you that you've given us one more day to come together as a church and worship you and praise you and wait and experience each other waiting for you to come take us home. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. Like I said, we praise you. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you so, so much. And we can hardly wait to come visit you, and more than visit, but stay for eternity with you in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. So let's put on our armor of God. Therefore, we put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you will stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all kinds of occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Thanks be to God. Ephesians 6, we will rise, Lord Jesus, to meet you in the air when you call our names. Praise you. We praise you. We worship you. We're going to read Psalm 91, another blessing you've given us in your word for protection. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but not come near you, for you only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, while I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And I just cover the whole RCC church and their families with this prayer of Psalm 91. And I just cover the whole RCC church and their families with the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the whole RCC church and their families, and I pray for peace and protection and safety and endurance and patience and supernatural favor and blessings and your love, Lord Jesus, and your happiness and joy. Shower your whole RCC church and their families and your wisdom and your knowledge and your truth, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We love you. We worship you. And I just want to pray for all of our Raina, and all the others of the RCC that are struggling financially right now or struggling to find a place to live. So we just lift up them all to you and thank you, Lord Jesus, for providing supernatural favor and blessings to Raina. If you choose for her to stay on earth a few more days before you take us home and provide her with a wonderful, amazing place to live, that is, you know, easy and effortless and that she can financially afford and even make it be that she gets to stay for free. Thank you, because you are God and you can do anything with you, Father God, anything is possible. But we all prefer us all to be home in our mansions in heaven. But if you prefer her to stay on earth for a few more days, then Lord Jesus, provide her with a place to stay rent-free, for she and her daughters and all the other RCC members in the same situation that are struggling financially as well. Shower them with your supernatural favor and blessings to get them by until you take us home. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And Lord Jesus, I just want to pray for you. We just lift you up, Lord Jesus, today, this whole RCC church. We just love you so, so, so much, and we know you have this difficult task ahead of you. And we are here for you to comfort you and encourage you. We love you so much. And we just shower you with our love. And we just pray for peace for you, Lord Jesus. And that you, we know this is difficult for you. And this is even more difficult than when you were in the garden, that cup that you took. And we know you have this even bigger cup to take that you've taken and accepted. So we just lift you up and we just pray for you. And we just love you, Lord Jesus. We love for you to come get us, but we, and your timing is perfect, but we know this is hard for you. So we just, you can do this, Lord Jesus. We just send you all courage and peace and our love, knowing that we are here for you no matter what, Lord Jesus. We will always be here for you. We love you. We worship you. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And now I'm going to welcome the church. I welcome Judy to chat. Hi, Judy. Love you, Judy. I welcome the guests to chat, 2614 and 2671 and 2692. And welcome Chris to chat. We welcome, love you, Chris. Welcome, Michelle. I was going to say your name. Love you, Michelle. Welcome, Rosemary. Love you, Rosemary. Welcome, Jerry. Love you, Jerry. Welcome, Tressie. Love you, Tressie, all the chat. Thanks for coming. And then I'm going to undo the lines here. Alana, who has been waiting the longest. Welcome, Alana, if I can. Oh, there we go. Hi, Alana. Love you.
I am so overwhelmed by the beauty of your prayer. Thank you so much, my Lord. Please let your grace and favor lie upon us all this evening and eternally. Amen. Amen. This is my only way to be at church, and such a blessing you guys are.
Oh, thank you. We love you, too. I love you. And, yes, thank you. Jesus is wonderful. He's amazing, and you know, we're just going to love him until, and love him fraternally now and even when he, you know, until he comes to get us as well. So I have unmuted everyone, and I see 914 is unmuted as well. Hi, everyone. Hi, Jerry.
Hi,
welcome.
Hi,
Keith. Welcome.
Hi,
and Miss Alana on the phone already. And hi, Mama
Pat.
Hi, guys.
And how's everybody?
I believe it's Joe and Katie. Are you 914 today?
Hi, sweeties.
That's us.
Okay, hi.
I love you all.
Cool.
Love you.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Katie. Hi, Keith.
Hey,
hi,
Alana.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
All right, so yeah, now that you're all on the phone, I'm going to play a quick song in honor of Mama Pat, in honor of Alana, of Raina, in honor of Raina, in honor of Stacy, all of our peeps that are getting September, in honor of all the RCC getting September. Here we go.
Changing the mind, tonight, while chasing the clouds.
right. So it's September in Israel. So,
yeah.
So that, yes, thank you, Jesus, for coming to get us today in September in Israel. It's for you, us. So Mama Pat, did you want to share your experience you had this morning?
Yeah, I was, like everybody, you know, we all have our things with work or relationships or kids or whatever, and I have mine too, and sometimes, you know, I wasn't feeling good, my vertigo was bothering me, and I was not having a pity party, but I was sat on the bed and I was crying. I don't want to cry. And I said to Jesus, you know, I really got to get out of here. I mean, it's just driving me nuts. Not that I don't love them, but nobody listens. Everybody treats you like, okay, that's all right. Yeah, you're all right, maybe. Hey, Jesus freak, you know. And I just was feeling it. And then I've got other situations where people are with boyfriends and things, and nobody has any moral compass. They don't care. They like their comfort zone. And they've had the nanny talk. They've had the nanny talk. So I'm sitting on the bed and crying to him and saying, meaning, of course, I believe in the translation and the rapture, but I'm also saying how frustrated I am that nobody listens here. And I said, like, I just don't want to live here anymore. And it's like talking to the wall. So I'm sitting, I'm crying, and all of a sudden he says to me, okay, wait a minute now, let me get this right, the voice. He says, can you wait till September? Just like that. Just like that, guys.
Oh, wow.
Just like that. Because he knew how upset I was. He knew, of course, like the rest of you guys, I want to fly away, but that we all have our whatevers. Like I think a few of you said, Judy and some others, like we're being hit with trials. What hurts is that your loved ones do not listen. They do not listen. And there's enough influence of Christ in this house that they should listen. And you, and all I can do, like I love what Carol says, you put that precious blood on somebody. And that's what I do. That's all I can do. I have to depend on his blood to purify them, knock them on the head a little bit, whatever. And my kids and grandkids are sweet people. They're sweet people, but they don't got it, you know. But that's what he said. I was sitting on the bed crying to him and said, I got, and I really meant it, like, you know, those retirement homes. I said, but I know we're going to fly soon, so I'm not going to do something stupid like that. But it was like such a frustration, like, I really don't know how I can stay here anymore with surrounded with this. And that's when he said that. And he didn't say it as a question. It was just like asking me to wait. So I'm sharing that with you. I don't know anything. I just know what happened to me. And others are getting September. So let's just wait and see. Let's just wait and see. If the world gets much more nuttier, I don't know what he's going to save. You know?
Yeah, much less.
You know? Amen. That's awesome.
Now,
that's very cool.
Else. Somebody sent me Efren. Is that his name? Efren Rodriguez. And
uh-huh.
He said something. There's an update on this apparently asteroid coming that's going to hit into Puerto Rico and cause a big tsunami. You know. So I'm just putting that out there too. Okay. Yeah. So I haven't read the whole thing yet because I got so much stuff that I get. Oh my goodness. But I always get to my RCC first. Anybody on, you know, who emails me. But that was another thing that this is starting to really pick up steam. This theory about an asteroid hitting Puerto Rico and
yeah.
Over 2 million
yeah.
people dying. Yeah.
So what is
like
he saying?
He's somebody who has YouTube things and a prophet. I guess he's like a prophet.
Yeah, I know he is.
Okay, yeah. I think a lot of people do know who he is.
Yeah.
You know.
But
that was that there's
been
a kind of an upscale on this, updraft on this theme
okay.
about the asteroid. If anybody else
cool.
knows any more, go for it.
I
no, I just
say,
share that with you guys.
Nothing about the asteroid, but another thing, Judy was talking to Raina, was it
yeah.
yesterday? And she posted in chat that Raina's daughter had a dream, or the, I don't know if it was a dream or Lord talked to her, that because Raina's situation about having to be out by the 1st of September
yeah.
out of her house.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jesus told the daughter that he was going to come in the last seconds, and or I think it was a dream, because she saw all of their belongings in one room, and then Jesus rescued them at the last minute.
Wow.
Took
yeah.
them home at the
I
last minute. So they're moving this storage. So Rain was thinking that meaning one room, meaning the storage. Their stuff is going to be in storage. Or even, like, they have, like, minuscule things left in their house that they're keeping before they move out, and they're staying till the last minute until they actually get kicked out. But, yeah, so the vision of the little girl saw the vision of all the stuff in one room of theirs, and then Jesus said he'd rescue me at the last minute. So praise the Lord for that. And then she also, so Raina was packing up her, putting stuff into storage today and was packing. Judy sent me a text today. She just moved all her stuff into one room storage, just like in her daughter's dream, who was 11.
Wow, 11.
But she said, so in their movie today, there was a rainbow still shining behind her house. I've never seen a rainbow pass more than 45 minutes without fading. So she saw this rainbow over their house, which she's never seen before, and it lasts for like 45 minutes. And then Raina saw the face of Jesus, saw the face of God, excuse me, God in the clouds.
Wow.
Right, in that rainbow.
Nice.
And so she was like shaking. She was shaking, so she was so happy.
Oh, sure. Sure. He's got so many people getting stuff, you know? It's just, I have a beautiful line, when you guys want me to read this, it's a little bit long, but it's really, she's talking about September, you know, and for her, I've never seen her mention a month before, you know, so.
And was it you, Alana, that had, that the Lord said we wouldn't, something about summer, but we may not make it, we wouldn't make it.
Yes, he said we would make TV. Again, I'm in New England, so it's already starting to get cool here.
Oh, yeah.
I might see the end of summer, but we would not see the beginning of winter. And then, of course, since September, things have also come my way, and therefore I am overwhelmed and awed and in prayer for Raina, because mothers and children need to be protected, and I know that he will.
Amen. Yeah, amen. And we're all sending our prayers still to Raina, that the Lord will provide. We know God is faithful. We know God will provide for them, whether it be, as Judy was saying yesterday, a place on earth, or provide her mansion in heaven. So, Bill just posted in chat, winter starts December 21st.
Right.
And the end of
summer,
I believe, is September 21st. So then fall starts September 22nd. Welcome Judy to chat. Or Judy was in chat. Welcome Carol to chat, and Rhea to chat, and Bill to chat. We love you all. Alright, so who else has something there?
Tana, that song you played, September, I just wanted to mention, I double-checked the lyrics on that, and they actually mentioned specifically September 21st in that song. And, of course, that's like a solstice, and there's reasons they would do that. But that is the beginning of fall, I think, like you just mentioned. But it's actually mentioned in the song.
Wow. Hi, Jason. 21st. Welcome to chat. Love you, Jason. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. And so I just thought I'd throw that out there, because I think it was Jason who mentioned that in chat, and I was already thinking of it. He typed it in, and that was great. And then somebody else said, Anyway, so and then along with that idea and Pat's word, I've got a little bit of a date set I can review, which is very straightforward. I got a word a long time ago, and I mentioned this quickly, but the other day, but of the 25th of August. He just said August 25th to me, and it was spontaneous. Instead of an answer to a question, he just said it to me, and at that time, this was May, I'm pretty sure. And we were looking towards Pentecost and so on. And he said, just out of the blue, August 25th. And, of course, I'm like, August 25th? Oh, Lord, you got to be kidding me. But I didn't even have a context for it. So I'm like, okay, whatever that is. So I shoved it away in the corner. And then that was when I sort of spontaneously later in the day moved my cursor over the title of a video, watching a different YouTube video. And the only one that highlighted was for the dates, August 25th, 2013, because that they put the posting date in the title. So it highlighted the date as well as the name of the video, which was The Trumpet Blows for the Rapture. That was the name of the title of that video.
Oh.
And that was the same day. It was like, whoa, okay. And immediately I mentioned that, and Chris said, is that a rapture date? Well, at the time I'm like, I hope not. But she may have been right, because it fits in this way at this time. Obviously, on the Gregorian calendar, we've passed the 25th, but I've been watching the Sunday-Monday overlaps at least since 27th and 28th of July, which related to carols Away in the Manger and so on. And so the 7th and the 8th is one of these Sunday-Monday overlaps of September. And it turns out that when you do the Julian calendar and you convert August 25th to the Julian, it becomes September 7th.
Wow.
So if that is a rapture date, which I'm really hoping it is, and we apply Judy and Little John's, what they were told, that there's a seven, there was a 7-day delay and no more than 14, but I'm going to go with 7 at the moment. If there's a rapture 7th, 8th, then we could go tonight.
Wow.
Amen.
And by the way, and I was paying attention to Pat's word that she received from the Lord, and if I'm not mistaken, and I'm sort of putting your word on trial, Pat, I hope you don't mind. But,
not at all.
I'm parsing it. I'm admittedly parsing it just a little bit. But didn't the word say till September?
Yeah.
So till means when it begins.
Mm-hmm. Sometime in September.
And it begins for us overnight.
Yeah, it's true.
So,
I didn't give a date, but my feeling was that I was feeling really, really bad.
Yeah.
And it was like saying, I'm going to say something to console you. That's what I'm thinking, because it wasn't like a question. It was like a statement more, you know.
Yeah, well.
Can you wait? And then he paused till September, like very solemn.
Wow.
Like, hang in there, you know.
Yeah,
I got this.
Well, we certainly understand.
And if nothing happens, I'm still believing. You know, I'm not freaked out.
You know,
it's confusing the enemy too. I mean, my opinion is that if Satan wants to know what's going on, he's looking at RCC, and that's the only place he's going to find out.
Yeah,
so, what's going on with us? Because we're rapture centric.
That's right. So
I don't think he's looking at us anymore, because RCC has had so many dates.
I know. That's why he's so confused. He's probably given up. You're right.
He's like, you know, but he knows who has power in prayer. So he has no choice but to pay attention. So anyway, that's my little date set for the day. I would have thought it was today anyway. And however, there's a couple things here that have me looking at it. And any day, I think Michelle had the 4th, the 3rd and the 4th, and I had a different thing that kind of pointed me in that direction, but we'll take it one day at a time, and right now there's a very strong possibility, because Judy and Little John were told Julian calendar, I was told twice on one day, the 25th of August, Trumpet Blows for the Rapture, And so on the Julian, that is
calendar.
September 7th.
Oh,
and
wow.
if we go 7 days before that, that's right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Amen. Wow. I'm saying we go by the 2nd because that's the end of the 40 days for Noah. I mean, not Noah.
Oh.
Jonah.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Wow,
and
right.
That matches Rena's timing.
Yes.
Because if I understand correctly, it's that morning where she expects to have to be out of her current house.
Wow, Jesus, we just cover this with your precious blood, that you take care of this, dear love. You know, take care of our sweet sister. You know, we trust you, Jesus. We talk to you and we trust you, and we know you listen to us and we listen to you, and it's like a family conversation. So, Jesus, we trust you that you just have all this and you'll take care of it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yep.
Amen.
So I believe Chris is on the line now. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris.
How you doing?
Good. How's everybody doing?
Okay. Hanging in.
Good. Thanks.
Oh, it's good we can laugh.
How do you think we're doing, Chris?
We're all clap happy.
Chris?
We're all rowing the same boat one way or the other.
We're all ready to go.
We're all rowing the same distant way. Same area. Same destination. No sails, just rowing.
All things work together for good.
Lord, have mercy on us. Yes, they do. For those who love God, absolutely. Yeah.
Has anybody heard from Katie?
She was on the line, but she stopped.
Okay.
She hung up, so I don't know why.
No. Oh, Katie, call back.
Yeah.
Is she still in New York, or?
I believe she's still in New York.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
She's definitely still in New York, because she was calling from Joe's number, and she said, hey, and then.
Oh, right, yeah.
After then, then she kind of dropped off, so. I don't know what happened, but yeah, she's still in New York.
Yeah,
cool.
She's going to poop in New York.
That's not far from New Jersey.
She and Joe are going to poop.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Mama Pat and Stacy.
Yeah,
and
Alana. Alana's in Boston or somewhere around there. Yeah, we're all over here, guys.
Katie's doing great. She and Joe drove to the other house in Vermont today.
Oh,
okay.
That's the compound that the RCC is supposed to meet at if we're still,
exactly.
If we're still here by next
Sounds
year.
Good.
Where
Sounds
we're
good.
All moving mm-hmm. to the Vermont compound.
Sounds good.
And having our convention.
Then they can really call us a cult.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'll be our cult compound
boy.
In Vermont. But we're not going to be here. We're proofing tonight. And
no,
later
we're out of here. You know, we know what Scripture says. We know what he's telling everybody else. We look at the world. It's like reading the Bible is like reading the front pages. I mean, he told us all what it's going to be in the end days and what to look for. I mean, it's all here. I mean, how much more do you have to look? You know, how much more do you have to know? It's right in our face. And he's right at the door. It's got to be. Got to trust. Boy, you got to trust. I'm trusting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you anything he says to me. You guys first know, I tell you everything. I'm like a little kid, you know, and I just say, hey, Jesus, I think this is what he said. And if it encourages, it's great. And if it doesn't happen, that's okay, too, you know. I'm still hanging on. I'm too much in love with him to ever, you know, give him the shoulder or walk away. I can't because I don't understand something, you know. But I can see where the enemy is just pushing all the buttons. I know he's doing it to other people, too. He's just pushing all the buttons. And he's using the people you live with. He's using the ones closest to you to get to you. I mean, get to you. Oh, dear God. Oh, yeah. So be prepared.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to do another Garage Kid Connect right here. Pat, while you were speaking, Judy posted that Katie's doing great, and her and Joe drove to... his house in Vermont today.
Oh,
and
wow.
Exactly when she posted that, Michelle sent me a message about an email she'd sent me that had to do with Christmas that I haven't had a chance to really look at yet. But what it reminded me of is the movie White Christmas, which is about a Christmas show that I think they do at a lodge in Vermont.
Oh,
so,
wow.
How about that?
How about that? I see it's all over the place.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Stressy posted something in chat. Strongs, and then it says 709. Artistow something, 7th September equals definition. I breakfast dine, and then he's put in parentheses marriage supper. And then 1309, Daya Ugo, Ugo? I don't know. I'm trying. I don't know what these words mean. But the definition says, I escape by flight. And he puts in parentheses, worldwide rapture, question.
Mm.
So, Interesting, Tressie.
Interesting. Yes, that is interesting. I hope he's doing good. I hope he still has his birds. Mm, I got mine. Mm. They're noisy as heck.
I don't think he still has them, but he'll have them back in heaven.
Yes, he will. They can play with my birds. But mine don't eat them, right?
Jason wants us, the RCC to offer a quick prayer for a girl named Diana and her salvation, and then pray that she comes to know the Lord. So,
okay.
Her name is Diana.
Diana, okay. We'll agree.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'll say one, and so you others can say one as well if you like. I just lift up Diana to you, Lord Jesus, and I pray, Lord Jesus, you shower her with your peace. We cover Diana with your precious blood of your precious blood, Lord Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over Diana, and we pray, Lord Jesus, she comes to know you, Lord Jesus, as your her Lord and Savior. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you touch her heart and shower her with your love and peace and understanding and wisdom and knowledge. And so that there is no doubt in her mind that you exist and that you love her and are her Lord and Savior and the only way to see you in the Father. For you are the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to you except through the Father. So we just lift her up to you, Lord Jesus, and just hold her in your hands and don't let her go. And like I said, shower her with your peace and with your love. In Jesus' name
amen.
We pray, amen.
We agree.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Beautiful. I think it's as long as someone's praying for someone, that person's going to feel the effects of God answering that prayer of the other person one way or another, sometime or another.
Yep.
They will be
yep.
touched. No prayer goes unanswered, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's true. Thanks for saying that, Pat. So true.
Yeah. I sent a bunch of you guys the thing on the Star Spangled Banner. I never knew that story, so I am just screaming at him to save America because of something that George Washington said when that flag didn't go down because the British were trying to take it down. And he said he was everyone was praying, and he said America will show what American Christians are like, how sincere and loving they're with God. By a miracle, that flag stayed up, and all the people in that fort practically died with their bodies held the flag up. I mean, you have to hear the story. I sent it out. I'm going to be 71, and I never read that story. And I pleaded with the Lord, like you don't believe, for this country.
Wow.
You got to hear that story. You would not believe how that composer Keys wrote our anthem. And every time I hear it now, it's like a whole new thing, you know. The story is so powerful, and they don't want a lot of people to know because it is so spiritual. The prayers that were for that flag to stay, that the British had hundreds of ships, and they shot at this fort, and the flag stayed up all the time by a miracle. Yeah. And I said to Jesus, when you hear the prayers of George Washington and what he said about American Christians and the faith, I said, don't let us sink. keep us going. I said, I don't care what it takes. Take the enemy out. Don't let the people die in America because of the evil ones running it. I said, get new people in there to run us. This is your hope. This is your light on the hill. This is your country. This is your people. This is your nation. And I said, please, whatever it takes, save us. Because with that, I said, Jesus, I never knew the story. Now I know the story, and I'm pleading.
You know, amen. A long time before I knew the Lord, when I was middle school and then high school, the Lord really touched me and started showing me different ways that he worked and really made a big impression on me. It was almost like how the Holy Spirit shows you things in Scripture. I was having a similar experience when I was learning various things about the U.S. history, and that has never really quit, because there are so many deep Christian roots. Literally, in a spiritual sense, the blood of Christ over this land.
Yes, there are, and spread
by the people. And
yes.
It's been very hard for me to reconcile. Even though I know where so much of the evil in the world is emanating from, it's been very hard to reconcile all the words about the very dramatic destruction of this nation with what I know is what I kind of called his roots in this land and in the people. And I know that the Lord will reconcile it rightly and correctly.
I'm pleading with him.
There is something here that that does need a cleansing, but there's a portion of him here which you cannot find other places. And,
thank you. That's exactly. You hit it on the head. That's what George Washington was saying.
And so I still believe at some point that there will be a turn and a change here that will be a kind that won't be seen elsewhere in the world in these end times. And
guys,
I don't know how it's going to manifest, but there is something here, and you know, it's a godly thing. It's a God nation thing.
Yes.
But it is him, and he is here, and he will never not be here.
That's right.
So,
listen to me, all of you, if you do nothing else tonight, I sent it to some of you. If you have it, send it to the others, even if they get a copy of it, and listen to the story of how that song came about. You are going to cry. You are going to cry. And you're going to pray.
Yeah.
Like never before with this country. I didn't know. What a powerful, powerful origin testament to this country and how much God must love this country. And I'm begging him, just because of the evil ones are in the government, look at the good people of this country. This is the only hope for the world. This is really the only light. And have your light shine again in it and make us powerful and strong. Get rid of the evil. You're stronger than Satan. Get rid of him. Have people govern that love you. And that this can be done. This can be done. You should have heard me. Oh, my gosh, I put some of it online, and I sent it to Joyce. I said, send this out. I said, people have got to pray for this country like never before. And once you see that story and what George Washington said and how all those people died keeping that our flag up with all the British, they had hundreds of ships, and they let all the bombs hit. Nothing could take the flag down, nothing. That's what people don't understand, where that song came from. And it was our defense against Britain to stay as a nation. You have to read the story. You have to see it on this video. You will cry. You will say, wow, why didn't I know that?
Yeah.
I'm just sharing my heart today because it came to me.
Yeah, no.
Someone very special sent it. It's awesome. And you will cry for America. You'll be screaming like me to Jesus to save us.
Well, I pray for the Americans.
How could you let us? Yeah,
I pray for the people to save us, but I want to be raptured home. I don't want to stay in America
anymore.
Oh,
I know.
Right.
I know,
right.
But I still want to see this country. You know, he's coming back for the 1,000 years. I want to see this country be the beautiful country that it was and the people left. I want to see us make it, you know, as a nation somewhere along the line.
want to see all the people in heaven, rapture home to heaven. Because we're not even listed in it's the Bible prophecy that we won't be here, so.
Oh, I know. But I was so touched by what I read that, you know, even if we're the ones who are here, if they would just pray, you know, God will still do something, destroy.
We'll leave, but the presence of God will be in this land, and there's a heritage.
After you see this.
There's a heritage here that I think will come back out later.
I hope so.
Just like there will be a remnant of Israel, I believe there will be a remnant of this nation.
There's got to be a remnant of Israel. You just can't have the whole country go. Maybe three quarters, but those one quarter that are left are going to be super powerful, beautiful people for the country. They'll bring God forth because that's his country. That's the apple of his eye, Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it's getting worse and worse for them right now. They're getting more surrounded. Oh, it's crazy. But we're going to be out of here. Yeah.
It'll be his power that's glorified as it ought to be.
Yes.
In his work. But
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I just believe there's a root here that doesn't exist in any places.
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't know what it means. I just believe it's
It's something you sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He loves
you guys follow Sid Roth or not. But
Sid Roth, right.
He's got a show. I'm actually watching it right now with Jonathan Cahn on it called The Rise and Fall of America.
Yes, I just got a video thing on that. Yeah, I just got it a few minutes ago. Yeah. Yeah, Cahn. He's got some
good
stuff.
I just started it.
Yeah. Cahn.
Like I said, I definitely pray for all the people in America. America's an amazing country.
It is. It's incredible.
We've been blessed to live in. But, you know, the time has come for the Lord is coming now, and so now Bible prophecy it's time for it to be fulfilled, and it's being fulfilled as we speak. So just pray for everyone to know the Lord and Savior before it's too late so they can all wake up so they can all make it home in the rapture. And not have to go through
I don't know if Tana, you probably remember. Pat, you probably do. And last year I had that, the kids, my son went to school and he was wearing a fish necklace. Remember I told, and the whole town rallied behind me and was calling the school and freaking out on them. And they actually backed off. And it turned into glory be to God. You know, it was, he pushed it through and they had to back off, and he was allowed to wear what he wants. This year he started school, and on the first day they read the new amendments to the rules, and there's no religious paraphernalia allowed to be displayed in the school, and now it's in the handbook.
Wow. No, there's a force to take God out of America, but you know Jesus is stronger than the devil. So.
I live in that town.
He take the evil away and make this country great again. Maybe it's going to be when the 1,000 years when he returns. I mean, this country will just shine like a bright candle, you know, to the rest of the world. I don't know what's going to happen. I just know I read that and I pleaded with him like, whoa, look at this. Look at the story behind this flag. I said, nobody knew this. I don't know. But now was the time that I saw it, and I prayed like a banshee to, it just touched me so deeply.
This
is his people, country.
This is Brother Dave. Is that you on the phone?
It's Brother Dave. How you all doing?
Hi, Dave.
Evening?
How you doing?
Hi, Dave. How you doing? Okay. The Lord's getting me through another day. Hallelujah. Hope you're all doing well.
Hey, right.
Amen.
Okay.
Hey, been listening to the conversation this evening. It's very interesting. I just was wondering if I might add just a little something. And
maybe
something to just pray about regarding the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And just take it to the Lord. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And if I'm right, it's not me who's right. It would be the Lord who is right. But about 25 years ago, I used to be praying for the country quite a bit back then. There was definitely flaws in the land back then also.
Oh, yeah.
minimal compared to now, of course. But anyway, and I got together with people, you know, and I wanted to get together to pray for the United States. And anyway, a day came, and I still remember where I was at. It was red carpet. I had my face down on the carpet. I was by myself at the time when I was praying for the country. And one of those rare occasions where I honestly believe I heard the voice of the Lord. And I'm just saying, just pray about this. If I missed it, I missed it, but I don't think I did. But and the Lord spoke to me and said, David, it's over. Don't pray for the country anymore.
Wow.
And I, listen to this. I knew the Lord spoke, and I was all shook, and I got up and started just walking around my room, and over the course of a couple more weeks, I literally tried to defy the voice of the Lord and still pray because I was so concerned about the country. I wanted to keep praying for the country, and the Lord said, don't pray.
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, dear God, it can't be. And it was like three times, and I kept praying, and the Lord said, yeah, it's over. It's over. And so I finally, you know, just gave in and just had to, you know, for me, I just had to face it. There was a fear involved in it, to be honest with you, back then.
Yeah.
And now I have to, as you do, I have to enter in, you know, to his rest right now as we watch this thing completely disintegrating in the world and in our land.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just would like to recall that, you know, that Israel reached its high point also. And there was probably some people there that, as time went on, they didn't want to see it disintegrate. Jeremiah didn't want to see it disintegrate.
Right.
But it
right.
did, and in 586 B.C., they were hauled off, you know, into captivity. Mm. And so...
Oh,
just,
my goodness.
Yeah, and I'm
okay,
just... Okay,
you guys have to... You guys have to hear this. This is amazing. I'm watching this Jonathan Cahn episode on Sid Roth, and he connects the... there's something, I don't know if you guys ever heard of the Shemitah.
No. Shemitah, yeah.
It's the Jewish, it started out as a blessing for Jewish people, but then it became a judgment on them, okay? That there's every 7 years, your debt and the economy's debt was wiped clear, okay? It started out supposed to be a blessing for America, or a blessing for the Jewish people. Then he turned it into a judgment for the Jewish people. And he just broke down from 1973 on. There's been every 7 years, there's been an economic collapse in America since 1973, every 7 years. The last one, he just gave the date for it, was September in 2007. It was the last 7 year Shemitah. So 7 years from then, it's September, and he just broke it down. He's like, it's very precise. You can track it back through history. It's very precise to the day, almost to the hour. And the next Shemitah is scheduled for September. This is an economic collapse, all right, for September of 2014. So that's next month.
Well,
I mean, there's no number.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, well, cool, Chris.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, well.
That's...
I tried.
Stuck.
I tried, Jesus. I tried. How do you want you mad at me?
I'm telling him what he was going to say.
I was just going to finish it up just real quick, but, you know, the catching away of the bride will be obviously soon. You're very well aware of that. But, you know, after that, as some of you do, and I would concur that, you know, the Great Tribulation is going to kick in on this planet and the rule and reign of the Antichrist. People won't be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. Those who take the mark are damned. Anyway, I have a problem just with that understanding the scripture, let alone with what I believe the Lord told me about it was over, that there's going to be any prosperity or any in the United States of America as we've known it as a constitutional republic in any way. I think the world is basically going to be under the rule of the Antichrist, and it's not going to be society as we've known it. It's going to be another paradigm completely on this planet for under his rule 3.5 years, it looks like to me anyway. But I think that's the catching away is around the corner, and the Great Tribulation,
yeah,
the rule of the Antichrist in the United States, mm-hmm, in my opinion, and I'm just saying, I think scripturally it is.
Yeah.
And again, from a direct word from God, for me, is all I can say. People can receive,
oh,
or
sure,
not. And I'm not trying to be,
oh, no,
I'm not a problem or, you know, arrogant,
oh,
or anything,
no,
like that. I thought I should just share this.
Sure.
And it's something for people to pray about, because,
uh-huh,
God wants us to focus on things that truly can be redeemed at this time, and
right,
things that are where,
right,
his heart is at. So I wanted to share that with you. Not, I didn't mean to be totally
not at all.
It's
actually
an important thing, because we all live in this country right,
yeah,
now.
And, you know, what I think I'm feeling is how sad it was. How sad to see that and then see the country the way it is when it could have been so spiritual, so beautiful, so powerful, so wonderful, just the way God wanted it. And I think you were feeling the loss of what it could have been. Maybe that's what I'm feeling, you know, that the terrible sadness that, boy, you had it all. You had God, you had everything, and you blew it, you know?
Dave, I want to come into agreement with you, because it became clear to me several years ago that the judgment of God was falling very heavily on this nation through the,
yes,
types of leadership and the things that we saw occurring. And I completely agree. I could tell that. I had to give it up. I've seen it even at the institutional level, literally in my backyard, where, you know, he's giving institutions over to improper leadership, and and whether it's churches, schools, and what have you. And so we've seen the same thing in the nation. So I,
yeah,
totally agree with that.
Uh-huh.
When I pray for what I have seen, I very specifically pray for just the root, his root. That's why I defined it as his,
yeah,
his root. Just the remnant of his presence. I know it's here somewhere, and I just pray that something that which is worthwhile, you know, finds a new life, and value his. His presence, that part of him that is in this people and in this land, although,
yes,
the judgment, there's no question,
yeah,
the judgment is coming, and it's going to come fiercely.
Sad, so sad.
The people are definitely, there's people, you know, that God considers worth redeeming, that's obvious.
Yes.
And I have to separate that, you know. It's, I'm not saying everybody's damned or all going to hell. I'm not doing that. I'm saying the nation proper. United States,
right,
of America,
exactly,
proper.
The
as
leadership.
We own it.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
The leadership, the country. Yep. The country is choosing darkness rather than light.
Exactly.
Okay? That's what's happening. And
yep,
the nations that forget God will be turned into hell. Psalms 9:17.
Yep.
Blessed is the nation that God is the Lord. You guys know the word. I'm preaching to the choir.
But someone out there is listening.
Anyway,
yep,
you know, this is the future. It's not our future. It's this country's future. And it is very sad. It is very, very sad, because there is, except for the height of the nation of Israel at its best, there's never been a nation like this nation at its best.
Oh, right. God had high hopes for us.
And it's very, very sad, but I'm just having to look up as you are. You know, look up and lift up your head, because your redemption draws nigh. I'm not looking laterally at this country anymore.
Right.
I'm looking up to hear the voice
absolutely
of the archangel and the trump of
and
God.
Comfort each other with these words.
Amen.
Comfort each other and look up and be happy,
that's
because
right,
salvation
absolutely
draws nigh. Yeah.
And you see these things come to pass.
Oh, I know.
Comfort one another. Amen.
Comfort
hallelujah
one another. Comfort one another.
Anyway,
thank
I appreciate
you
your time again. God bless you all. I hope I didn't take too much,
too,
but
Dave.
I wanted to share that.
No, no.
We
thank
can,
you, dear.
We can
okay,
pray
God
for America and pray that the evil one doesn't get his way. But God's, you know, God's wrath and God's will is going to happen. But we can pray that the God shield America from the evil one trying to even hurt more of his people, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all we want is the righteous judgment of God in his time, as he sees it's time to let it rip. That's all I'm saying. And I know we don't want the devil to come in here and wreak havoc, you know, before God sets us over. I agree with that. But in the end, the country is definitely chosen.
Yeah,
you know, they've got so much
yes
time to repent, and they're not, and that's it. So
you know,
that's
it's
right.
Yeah, it's
God
right
leaves us free to choose, and we've made our choice.
Yeah, it's Bible prophecy, unfortunately.
Yep.
But yes, we definitely pray for our citizens of our country to wake up.
There's a lot of good people here.
And
a lot of good people.
Mm-hmm.
before it's too late, because we want them all to be raptured home to heaven, and we also, we don't want them to go through the great tribulation, but if we do, we want them to be raptured home, or not raptured, but taken home as trip saints. We don't want anyone to fall.
No.
So, yeah, we, those are the prayers we need to pray for conversion, as you always say, and things like that, to protect our people. Because America won't be like America used to be at all. It won't be even be
no,
there.
No,
it will be in a new land.
Exactly.
We pray everyone gets
stay,
a new land.
We have to stay in the love of God as this is all going down, you know?
Right.
And have the mind, have the heart of Jesus as we see this just collapsing, and just remember, how does Jesus see these people? You know, he didn't want them to go through this either, but
no.
Time is just about up, and God is the righteous judge of all this earth.
Yes,
and
he is.
It's just going to,
yes,
I don't
is.
Like to think about it, and
yeah.
I don't want.
People have made their choice.
Yeah, and, you know, and I'm not desiring the day of the Lord. I'm desiring
of
the departure
not.
Before the day of the Lord. But these things are all going to happen, and
no, there's
the only,
things that have to
the
happen.
The only comfort I've honestly found, and it hurts because I used to go to these meetings and all this stuff to save the country, blah blah blah. But my only hope, as is yours now, for most of you, I'm assuming, is just it's looking up. It's just His coming. That's all that's left. Your life, a lot of you, your life stinks, and you know it. You know,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing here. There's nothing to redeeming in this place. All we're supposed to do is let the Holy Spirit have His way through us, let the life of Jesus be lived out through us. But
mm-hmm.
other than that, we're to be looking up and lifting up our heads and looking for Him at this time.
Amen, because our redemption, He said, draws nigh. It's here. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to get us today. And yes, you know, we know the Lord's heart is heavy because He has to do this task. He has to wake up His people.
Yeah.
He has to discipline them. And we know He doesn't want to. That's what I was trying to encourage Him. But, you know, in my opinion, the sooner it happens, the sooner He'll have all of His children, as many as He can, home. He'll have His translation RCC bride home, and the other translation brides will have His rapture bride home. Finally, He's been waiting forever to have His bride home. So finally have us.
Right.
And yes, and we can all comfort Him through this time and try to encourage Him and cheer Him up. And then we pray that all the rest of His children make it through, those that have to go through the Great Tribulation, that they make it through. So it's bittersweet.
Yeah.
Like
I said, I was feeling the pain of seeing that story and seeing the promise or how beautiful this country could have been. And so it's all yucked up because of our decisions. But you could feel the presence of God in that George Washington when he was praying and how that story panned out. And it's so sad. It's so sad it went the way it did. It didn't have to. God had high hopes for this country. And it blew it away.
This country
because we chose evil.
Was formed
was
both
his country.
Both in His name, but also by people who had another agenda. And, you know, it's always been a kind of a dual existence.
Yeah.
And this is the problem. That's going to reap what has been sown.
Yeah, there's two sides of the coins here. Unfortunately. Go ahead.
Hi, Carol. Love you. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Carol.
Gary and Tana and Pat. What I was going to add to that, to it, Pat, is that our country was blessed, but it was blessed for a season, you know.
Yeah.
And you, because God, when we read the story, we know it's ending. We know that there's just no way this country could remain godly while the whole world went kaput. And really, we were blessed, but remember, not everybody was blessed. I mean, there was a reason God allowed the United States to be blessed, above other countries.
Oh, yes.
However, there's always been sin, and even
mm-hmm.
among our leaders, there was sin.
Mm-hmm.
There's the only sinless man on this earth was our Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, there is something, part of the reason I do believe we were blessed is because if you go to Washington, D.C. in particular, and you go to through the monuments, the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington, you know, Memorial. You go to all the different memorials, and there's many, many smaller ones all over the place, and you read the inscriptions, they're always glorifying God and always
yes.
quoting scriptures, unlike other countries.
Right.
That's right.
You got
and
it.
So,
you got
so,
it.
So, yeah.
That's
I mean,
why it's so sad.
Look at our coins. They all put, or they were imprinted.
In God we
in
trust.
Word, in God we trust.
We
and
didn't forget him.
And now there's all this, you know, this uprising to take it out of our coins, take it out of our schools. There's a Ten Commandments. You can't even say bless you. Really?
No.
You can't
unless
say bless you, but you can curse.
No. And
people,
these things.
Can, you know, people can curse and swear and be disrespectful, and that's freedom of speech. But if you say bless you,
yeah.
you're suspended. You know, there's something
right.
very, very
right.
wrong. And I'm telling you guys, you got my emails, and I'm telling you again, I've got the full armor of God on me.
Yes.
I've got the sword of the Spirit, the shield
yes.
of faith, the word of God, and the blood of Jesus. And I'm fighting
right.
a good fight by the power of the Holy Spirit until we leave.
Yes.
And I'm
yes,
not going to stop praying without ceasing until we leave.
Right.
And we're going
right.
to
cease praying.
Dead.
Absolutely.
You betcha. You know,
pray for the good people
I'm
of America.
My spirit is just righteously angry at, at the enemy. And it's like,
right.
and I'm frustrated that more people who profess to be believers are not rising up in the spirit to pray without ceasing pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe
mm-hmm.
there are everybody's in a closet, if you will. But I look around, I talk to people all the time, and I just don't sense that strong, armor of God on people.
No.
A lot of them don't know about it.
You know, the thing is, the pattern really is just like for so many things, Israel. And, you know, Israel illustrates for us, you know, God's perspective, and that is the leadership of a nation. While he says he also declares who's the leader, but the leadership of a nation is what conveys blessings and curses on a nation. And
yeah.
our leadership and our country is fairly unique in that power is spread more broadly over more people, at least in theory. And, we've got a breakdown at every level, in the judiciary, in the lawmakers.
Oh, everything, yes.
And the executive level, and it's been a decades-long problem. If not really, to me, in certain respects, I believe you can see it goes right back to the end of the Civil War. And it's, you know, that progressive breakdown in leadership is progressively conveying curses upon this nation, which is interplaying with those who would also bring blessings. But we're now to a point where, as you mentioned, Carol, you know, these abominations, these falling away from God considerations are happening, you know, in culture down to, the mere offering of a blessing after a sneeze, which is just, you know, just pure ridiculousness. But these things all start at the top and have trickled the way down, and now there's precious few people in our country that are fully aware of the heritage of this nation. Yeah, it was interesting to chat because, you know, Tressie knew this story about, the Star Spangled Banner, and so did Rhea. And Tressie's in Norway, Rhea's in Canada.
I never heard it.
And, you know, it's the people have been progressively dumbed down by the leadership in a systematic decades, generationally, multiple generation systematic approach. And
blow you
most
out of the water.
People don't have the slightest idea. And
it'll blow you out of the water. That story will blow you out of the water.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Jerry, you know what my...
It will blow you out of the water. I read an account, and God told me, read Black Elk Speak, which I had had forever. And it was, in part of it was his vision, and part of it was the account of the U.S. government on wounded knee, and the beauty and the nobility of the ancient people who actually lived here. And so I would take it far before, but I would take it with the original people. George Washington had slaves. I'm sorry, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
He left them with Martha, and they tried. It was horrible what he did. I'm sorry, but I'm going to take this back, like everything, to a foundation of elitism and oppression and genocide. And genocide was started against the natives who were here. I lived in Amherst. They sold the Indians smallpox-infested blankets.
Oh, I know.
Beginning of biological warfare. I'm sorry, I'm from that.
Oh, I know. I hear you.
So I would say go back. There have been beauties here. Please do not get me wrong. There truly have. But there have been huge crimes against humanity as well. And other more noble people have also perished from it.
Right. And they have actually...
Go
ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
I just watched the end of this Jonathan Cahn on Sid Roth. This is amazing. Every 7 years, I told you, there was a Shemitah. Well, every seven groups of seven, there it leads into the Jubilee. Okay? I don't know if you guys know what the Jubilee is, but that's when there's restoration.
Yes.
Okay? And this was his exact words. He says, this September 25th is the start of the Shemitah. Is this September 25th, and it just so happens that it is the seventh Shemitah and also falls right with the blood moons. And he called it a worldwide jubilee, a restoration, the wrap-up of all things.
Wow.
Those were his words. I mean, that's just so...
Well, that's why September
special. September 25th. He's looking at the start of the Shemitah, and then it goes on for, it runs for a year. And then you're into the Jubilee, which is the restoration. Now, that doesn't fit with the timelines that I've been looking at, but according to that, that would mean that the 1,000-year, he says, for a worldwide restoration, the wrap-up of all things, that would mean... To me, what I feel in the spirit, that would be the 1,000-year reign of peace starting at that Jubilee. You know, that would be, if you're talking a worldwide restoration, that's not going to happen without Christ setting up his millennial reign.
Yep.
You know, for the only way that a worldwide restoration is going to happen.
That's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like this discussion is sort of a requiem for the nation. And just to add one other element to tag on to what Alana was speaking about, a lot of the injustices and crimes that have been done and largely hidden even from the American public the system by which this has been done has largely been the two-party system.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get everybody lined up against each other on a very clear, neat, one line. And then, each side has been responsible for things that shouldn't have occurred. And so much of what has happened and the clarity of what has happened has been lost in the political political media and political messages. And it's made it very, very difficult for people to judge rightly unless they're grounded first in their godliness and then use discernment in each circumstance. But what choice do you have? Mm-hmm. You know, I often make the analogy that you know, we at this point, and I think this has been true to a degree for a long time, but at this point especially, you know, we've got what is supposed to be a two-party system, but what we have is really the Harlem Globetrotters and the pretend opposition, the Washington Nationals. And the Washington Nationals only show up for the specific purpose of losing to the Harlem Globetrotters. And that's pretty much what the system is at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm, wow.
And they're all part of the system. It's just, you know, they all play their roles. And it's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is sort of requiem for the nation. I just, that's what it is, I think. And we have to understand that judgment comes first in the house of God, and I think that's why I believe we're going to see sort of a tiered rapture scenario unfold,
mm-hmm.
And then this nation, which has lived under the name of God more than any other, is next.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they've taken God out.
Bottom line, Jesus is coming today to take us, to translate us home. They're about to elope with the RCC bride, and then the rapture will be just a little bit later, and with all the other rapture brides. And we just pray all of you come to know the Lord and Savior before it's too late, because once that rapture happens, too late as far as you is making it the rapture of the bride, but you still have time to accept the Lord and to plead for him for help, and he will rescue you during the tribulation, great tribulation, and make you his trib saint. You stay with him and don't give up on Jesus. He's not giving up on you. He loves you, and he will never stop loving you, and he will never give up on you. He's just waiting for you to call out for help. So call out for help to him, and he will save you. He will bring you peace for whatever you may have to go through in the tribulation, great tribulation. But we pray, everybody, make it as the bride, the rapture bride, who give your life to Jesus now before it's too late.
Right.
Sorry, right, everybody?
Amen. Amen, that's right.
Amen.
We want everybody
Amen,
home.
Amen, everybody.
Jesus wants everybody home. God wants everybody home.
Right.
So,
he does.
And we're coming home, and I'm going to play our theme song because we're coming home. Anyone have any last words before I play the song?
No. God bless
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Come forward.
Lord Jesus, come today, right now.
Yes, we are ready for your rescue. Thank you for rescuing the RCC and all the other translation brides, and thank you for rescuing your rapture brides, and thank you for saving all the souls of everyone on earth, whether it be the world and in America. Thank you for showing mercy upon them. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them, for they know not what they say. Forgive us, for we know not what we do. Forgive us, for we know not what we say at times. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We love you. We're coming home to you. Thank you, Jesus.
We're coming
Thank
home.
You.
Amen.
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 We're coming home.
Love you.
Yes.
Rain is in chat now, everybody.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
Oh, praise the Lord. We're
love
coming home. Thank you for coming to get us, Lord Jesus. We love
Amen.
You. We worship you.
It's
the Spirit and the Bride say, come
home.
Come,
Lord Jesus.
Come get us.
Today, right
come get
now.
Us.
Today. We love you, Lord Jesus. Peace out. RCC out. We love you.
Amen.
We love you. I love you all. Love you, everyone listening.
Love you all, too.
Okay, see you, guys.
Love you all.
Yep, group hug. In the air.
ITA. All right. Bye.
Bye, sweeties. Love you. Talk tomorrow. If.
Bye.